Hey guys, welcome back to The Strong Her Way. This is the faith-fueled approach to food freedom, fitness, and life transformation for boss-minded mamas. I am your host, Alicia Carlson, and I am so stoked that you're here. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that literally probably affects nearly 100% of women. It's something that comes up so often and so regularly for my clients. And it is something that I am super passionate about us getting a handle on as women, especially if we're raising daughters, but also equally important for our husbands, for our sons. And it is body image. Why do we have a bad body image? So my essential theory on this is the reason that we typically end up having bad body image days, or maybe just living kind of in this continual bad body image relationship with ourselves, with our bodies, is because there is this discrepancy between what we think we should look like and what we actually look like. Now, the crazy thing is that what we think we should look like really is not factual. It's not actual. It's quite honestly an image that has been constructed within our own mindsets, oftentimes conditioned and manipulated and influenced by external sources. So the media, social media, celebrities, our families and things like that, but they're not actually like our own ideas about our own bodies, if that makes sense. And over time, of course, we do end up internalizing those a little bit. So you might be thinking, well, no, like this, you know, what I want to look like is actually what I want to look like. And I won't argue that with you. I just would invite you to kind of question where that idea first came from. The reality is that our bodies were created to be diverse. They were created to be different sizes, different shapes, different heights. And quite frankly, they, you know, when we look out at social media or we look out at magazines or movies or something like that, we're not actually getting like a very real or authentic portrayal of people's bodies. We're getting, you know, a very filtered or manipulated image oftentimes where it's, you know, maybe they're posing a certain way or they're photoshopping or all of these different things. So just kind of keep that in your mind and really start to question, you know, why do I think that my body needs to look a certain way? You know, why can't I just be happy with what it looks like right now? And, you know, really starting to ask yourself like, and start to question where you get those ideas about what you should look like or about what other people's bodies should look like. So last year I had the privilege to speak at a local sorority about body image, about this topic. And like I said, depending on what stats you look like or you look at, there is around, it's somewhere around either 4 out of 5 women are unhappy with the way they look in some way, all the way up to 100%. So again, like I said, it just depends on the stats that you're looking at. But anyway, it's definitely well over half, if not 100% of women have something about their bodies that they hate, they dislike, or they want to change. Last year at the sorority, I presented the question, you know, raise your hand if you're brave enough, raise your hand if there's something about your body that you don't like, that you hate, or that you want to change. Every single hand went up. When I asked them by a show of hands who had at least just one thing they wanted to change about their body, every single hand went up. That is a problem. That is an epidemic. That in a room full of, you know, 50 or 60 girls, a lot of them that, you know, as older women, we might be looking at them and thinking like, oh my gosh, their body is perfect. They still have this idea that there is something that needs fixing, that needs changing. There's something that they don't like, or there's something that they flat out hate. Think about how much time and energy is being consumed by thinking about that, by obsessing about that, by worrying about it or having anxiety. Not just, you know, for 18-year-olds, not just for your daughters, but for yourself every single day. When you go to get dressed, when you go to take off your clothes to get in the shower and you catch that glimpse of yourself in the mirror, it is a problem that we think we need to fix ourselves, that we need to change something, that we hate our bodies, that we don't like our bodies. And I'm not saying that you have to like totally love everything, but what if you did? What if you just loved your body the way that it looked? And I'm not talking about like self-absorbed, selfish, self-love, but really like, what if you could just be compassionate? You could just be kind to your body right here and right now. As we began to really unpack this idea of body dissatisfaction and body image and how it impacts our self-esteem and confidence, there was one theme that kind of continually kept coming up. And it was this idea of comparison, right? It's apples to oranges. So either, you know, it's us comparing ourselves to airbrushed or filtered images, or even to real life people that we know that maybe we feel like their body is slightly better than ours in some way. So looking, you know, when we're constantly looking at what we don't have or who we're not against what we think we should be, that is an absolute recipe for disaster, for depression, for anxiety. Comparing yourself to others is really ever only going to leave you feeling empty and like you're not good enough. So think about that. All the time that you're spending scrolling or looking at other people, or when you start to catch yourself comparing and not feeling good enough, it just kind of spirals, right? The irony here though is that no matter what, I mean, I was talking to a room full of almost 100 girls, and they're all different heights, they're all different sizes, all different ethnicities. And it didn't matter. Like if they were shorter, they wanted to be taller. If they were taller, they were too tall and they wanted to be shorter. If they were thicker, they wanted to be thinner. If they were thin, then they were too thin and they wanted to be, you know, they wanted to gain weight. If their skin was too light and too pale, then they wanted to be darker. If their skin was too dark, then they wanted to be lighter. So, you know, we had a room full of girls who literally had all these different kinds of bodies and they still were not satisfied, right? One girl thought that, oh, if I was just taller, I would be happier. If I was just skinnier, I would be happier. If I could just gain some weight, I would be happier. And, you know, maybe people wouldn't think that I had an eating disorder or whatever. So just think about that. When you're making comparisons and you're thinking like, oh, I just wish I was this, or, oh, I wish that I looked like that, or I should look like this, or I shouldn't look like that. Whoever it is, like whatever after body or whatever body you think you should have, likely there are people wishing for the body that you have right now. Right? We think we buy into this lie that if we just looked a certain way, if we were just, you know, a little bit more this or a little bit less that, that we would be content with ourselves. But I'm here to tell you, as an ex-figure competitor with 9% body fat, I was still comparing myself to other women. I was still not feeling good enough. And quite frankly, I was actually probably more anxious, more insecure, the leaner I got, the skinnier I got. There was more to lose at that point. You know, I felt like there was so much pressure to kind of keep this body up. And honestly, it was like the more like in shape that I got and the more compliments I got, the more insecure I got and the more freaked out I got that I was going to lose all of that. So I obsessed over my body. I obsessed over what I ate. I obsessed over calories and working out and, you know, always trying to like eat less calories than what I burned or whatever, you know, like doing all of those diet minded things in the name of just trying to be happy with myself. But I still wasn't happy, even though people looking at me from the outside thought, oh my gosh, you know, like what would she have to be unhappy about? I can tell you honestly that after doing the work that I've been doing for the last couple of years in this non-diet lifestyle space, really working on my mindset, working on healing my relationship with my body, with food, with exercise, letting go of all of the shoulds, of all the ways that I should look, I should eat, I should exercise, just finally just kind of being like, hey, this is the body I've been given, and it's my job, it's my duty to take care of it, right? I need to be a good steward of it. I am more confident now in this body than I was at 111 pounds at a size zero at 9% body fat and completely shredded. So if you think that being a certain way, looking a certain way is going to give you a certain feeling, I want to challenge that. And I want you to ask yourself, why is it that you can't feel that way now? What do you think having X, Y, or Z, having that specific body is going to give you, or reaching that specific goal is going to give you that you can't have right now? And if you had to make the choice, would you rather be, you know, thin or lean or 5 to 10 pounds lighter or happy? Which one would you choose? And not saying that you can't have both, but it's just to kind of get you thinking about, why do you think the things that you do about your body and about what it should look like? So if nearly every woman is struggling with what she looks like on some level, maybe it's not our problem, but maybe it's more of a systemic issue that we need to start addressing. Over the past 3 years, I've been studying diet culture, the anti-diet movement, and of course, you know, studying my Bible and kind of looking at, okay, what does the Bible say, you know, compared to these different experts or compared to, you know, really like the mainstream messaging out there around health and wellness. And something is becoming abundantly clear. The real problem lies in the lies that we have been spoon-fed since we were little babes about what we should look like, how we should be, what we should do, all of those things. The only reason, like I said, that we have bad body image or body image issues is because we don't measure up to what we think we should look like. And I've heard it before, you know, I don't really have expectations, or I'm not shitting myself. I don't think that I should look a certain way. I just want to, again, challenge you to explore where you learned what bodies are supposed to look like, where you learned, you know, like what's your ideal weight and how did they even come up with that number, right? We have to show up and we have to do the work, right? We do need to take care of ourselves. We do need to steward ourselves well, our bodies well. We need to be feeding our minds, feeding our bodies, moving in a way that, you know, nourishes us, honors him, glorifies him. But ultimately it's up to him what our bodies look like. It's up to God, to our creator, what we look like and how we, you know, how we should be. We still need to show up though and do the work, but we need to start kind of letting go of this false sense of control over these outcomes, especially around weight. I don't know why it is that we think that we should be able to, without a doubt, control our weight any more than we can control our eye color or our height. The only thing that we truly have control over is what we think and then what we end up choosing to do as a response to that. Nothing happens unless he allows it to. So I want you to hear that, right? Like, if you are doing all of the things, if you're trying all of the things and you're not getting some specific results, or it feels really empty once you do reach those results, I want you to search your heart and I want you to see, like, what is that energy? What is that heart set that is driving you to take those actions? And where are you really giving into this false sense of control? Is it around food? Is it around dieting? Is it around calorie burning and weight loss, trying to control all of your circumstances that are outside of you? Anytime that you think that you're controlling your body or you're controlling your food, it really is a false sense. It's like the more that we diet, the more that we kind of operate in that dieter's mindset, the less control we actually have. And the more we feel like, okay, we have to control, we have to obsess, we have to work a little bit harder. But here's the deal. We actually get to just show up and walk in the freedom of being ready to do the work. And at the end of the day, just releasing it to him, giving it to God and letting him just take that work, letting him bless the work of our hands, bless what we did for that day, and then turn it into whatever results. But it is so scary to trust. It's scary to trust ourselves. It's scary to trust God. It's scary to trust other people because we've trusted and we've been hurt or we've been let down. I'm sure that some of you listening right now can agree to that, right? Maybe you've said that you're going to do something. You've said that you're going to lose these 10 pounds for the last 20 years and you haven't done it yet. It's not entirely your fault, but every time we set this goal, we set a goal and we don't make it, we start to believe a little bit less that we're actually capable of even achieving that. So here's the deal. Here is the plan that I want to leave you with for today. This is not going to be easy work. Learning to be at peace with your body, loving it, taking care of it, honoring it is not easy, right? We need to choose every single day that we're going to take care of our bodies because it's a gift. Because it was bought with a price and because it isn't really ours, right? It's kind of on loan for us to go out and do the work that we were called to do, that we were created to do. I want you to practice changing and challenging the expectations that you have for yourself and your mom bod. And especially if you have kids, you know, if your body has changed throughout your life, whether through age, through having kids, through whatever, then my goodness, like have a little bit of grace, have a little bit of compassion, and really start challenging and changing some of the expectations that you have for yourself. I know there are all sorts of messages out there, though, that are going to tell you that having kids is no excuse to quote unquote let yourself go. But it is a natural fact that our bodies do change throughout the life cycle, and just, you know, being women. And I'm also here to share with you that, you know, I totally fell for that lie. Like 6 weeks after I had both of my kids, I was back at it, back at the gym, back running, back doing all the things. And that wasn't really what my body needed. You know, I thought that, you know, I was doing something honorable or something, you know, great for myself getting back to it. But the reality is that after having kids, it can take up to 2 years for your body to really like be fully healed. And here I was like back doing like all the crazy workouts. I still have some umbilical hernias along kind of the split in my abs. So I also have, I'm probably going to pronounce this wrong, but diastasis recti. I have that. It's getting smaller, but it's still there because I jumped in too soon. So listen to your body, let your body heal. Know you're not letting yourself go. And even if you are, who cares? If you are still showing up, if you are still like, you know, caring enough about yourself, right? You really do have to think about like all of your actions and all of the intentions and all of the hearts behind it. But who cares if somebody else thinks that you let yourself go? You don't have to think that about you. Stop looking at yourself every chance you get. So there is an episode that I did last month about body checking. So if you really are struggling with like obsessively weighing yourself, measuring and looking at yourself in the mirror, I can guarantee that the more you are doing that, the worse you probably feel about your body. So you can practice kind of looking at yourself from this neutral lens, but for a little while, I would at least just encourage you to kind of stop doing all of that stuff and then sort of ease your way back into that. Once you do kind of start practicing looking at yourself again in the mirror, just notice the thoughts that come up, right? Notice, you know, like how can you just kind of neutralize that thought? It, you know, instead of being like, oh my gosh, I have such a big belly, or look at all that cellulite. It's like, oh my gosh, I have a belly. Oh my gosh, I have legs. You know, like how can you, like your words don't have any meaning unless you give them meaning, if that makes sense. Notice the different lies that creep in about your body and how it should look. Notice the way you are talking about yourself and thinking about yourself. Start to listen to the ways that other people are even talking about their bodies too, or other people. So, you know, it's like kind of this waking up that once we start to know like that diet talk exists or diet mindset exists, or kind of there's this whole sort of systemic culture that we've all been raised in and sort of indoctrinated in. Once we kind of become aware of that, we start to really hear and see just how much it is out there in the world. And it's going to be uncomfortable when it comes up in conversations. That's just a fact of the matter. And so you just have to kind of practice listening to it and not responding, or listening to it and changing the subject. We don't have to engage in that kind of conversation anymore. So it's definitely not going to be easy to do this work. We've been totally conditioned to think that our bodies should look a certain way, that there are certain good bodies versus bad bodies. The truth is, we really can't tell how healthy somebody is just by looking at them. You are not settling if you stop caring about what you look like so much and instead just focus all of that energy, time, and attention on other things that you actually do care about. In fact, I think that letting go of what you look like so much and caring about that is probably one of the bravest things you could do for yourself as well as others. Slowly over time, as you just, you know, kind of practice this, and as you start to question all of these thoughts and you start to really create and be mindful and intentional about the things that you're choosing to think about and you're choosing to focus your energy on, over time, you're going to stop caring so much. You're going to stop thinking so negatively about your body. In fact, you probably won't even notice what it looks like most of the time. I know that's crazy, especially if you find yourself really struggling to accept or embrace or like what your body looks like. But I'm here to tell you I'm proof. I have clients that are proof that over time, with consistent practice and work, you can start, you know, you can stop thinking about your body so much and really, you know, step into the world and step into who you were created to be and start being that woman, regardless of what you look like, whether you've reached your goals yet or not. So what I can tell you about all of this, and from my personal experience and working with dozens of other women on this exact issue, is that you're going to get so much of your time back, so much of your energy back to finally devote to your purpose and your mission. And that is what I want for you. So just a quick recap, if you find that you are having these bad body image days, or you're really in this place where you're feeling super stuck about what you look like, I want you to really check where those expectations are coming from. And I want you to start challenging those a little bit. What is actually the truth about your body? What is actually the truth about what it should look like? And I can guarantee that you are not going to find that answer anywhere really outside of you and outside of doing some exploration and outside of like even checking it against the Bible. And like, you know, if you are a believer, if you're a Christian, like what does God say about your body? And you know, he's not really caring too much about what it looks like. He's caring more about our hearts and, you know, how we're taking care of our hearts and our minds and the people in our lives that he's entrusted us with. And, you know, are we showing up and being a good steward? So I hope this was helpful for you. I know that this can be a really sensitive topic, something that causes a lot of pain for people. So if that's you, just know that my heart is with you. I've been there. And so I know, you know, what you're going through, but I also know that there's a way out. So please do leave a review if this was helpful for you. That really just helps kind of get the show out in front of other people. Plus, it's just great to kind of hear some of your own little transformation stories or those ahas to be able to read those in the reviews. And if you would like to connect with me, be sure to check the show notes for my social handles. And then also, if you would love to work with me, I do have a couple more one-on-one spots before they fill up. And so you can either head to AliciaCarlson.com or go ahead and shoot me an email direct, Alicia@AliciaCarlson.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, for hanging out, for spending your time. Hope you have a blessed and beautiful day. Until next week.